open secret. Perhaps one day I shall let myself approach the mountain, hear the streams which must flow down it, lie in a flowering meadow, even touch my hand to the snow. Perhaps not. I have no longing to do so. I have visited other mountain heights. This one is not, I think, to be known by close scrutiny, by touch of foot or hand or entire outstretched body, not by any familiarity of behavior, any acquaintance with its geology or the scarring roads humans have carved in its flanks. This mountain's power lies in the open secret of its remote apparition, silvery low relief, coming and going moon-like at the horizon, always loftier, lonelier than I ever remember.